Thanks. Now I'm going to introduce Margaret Van Newton, one of the people who's known Menya the longest of anyone in this room, and she's got some stories that she's going to tell.
Yes, that's, I guess I've known Menya for almost all her life. Her first birthday party actually was the first birthday party that I ever attended, and I would have been 2 years old. Our fathers were both teachers at the time at Pickering College, and we were next door neighbors in housing that was provided by the school. So we were always visiting back and forth. Of course, my memory doesn't go back that far, but my parents do remember a lot about Menya. Of course, the eyes are what everybody commented on, the amazing eyes. And they also remember that she was quite a bit less active and talkative than her older brother and sister. And they remembered her sort of sitting back, maybe a little bit apart, and just watching everything that was going on. I imagine it was quite a noisy scene because there were several of us in our family and then the two older wolves who were running around. My mom would sometimes, she mentioned that Menya was really a doll and that she was just had these beautiful long locks, curly locks, and the big eyes. And she would often just be quite quiet and sit there. At other times, she wasn't so quiet also, but she would often just sit quietly, and she could really, a visitor could come in, and she would really melt their heart because she was just so charming as a baby. So both our families, the Van Newtons and the Wolfs, moved on from Pickering College that year, but we always kept in touch with, or probably the two families that we really, the only other family we knew that we've always kept in touch with. My own family grew to be six children, and the Wolf family stopped at Menya. But so we would visit back and forth. we'd visit back and forth through the various different moves. And my memories as we got older were about the assemblies that we would hold. And would be often improvised skits, and we would arrange chairs for the grown-ups to sit through, and they sat through our assemblies quite patiently. One of our favorite skits, I remember we could repeat the same skit over and over again, was about the dead letter office, and we would all actually compete to be the dead letter who would be dragged around on the floor by the letter carrier. But that was as she got older, Menya found a role she really liked, and that was queen. Once she was old enough to have some say in terms of what kind of imaginative game we would play, she decided there always had to be a queen in the story, and she would often assign different people her role, and she would always get to be queen. And we had a dress-up trunk, and that's it. She would make a beeline for the dress-up trunk and then, you know, pull together a queen outfit. And I really remember those times, all the play acting and the dressing up and all the imagination games and fantasies, because they were really, we felt that the Wolves were the only other family that we could really indulge ourselves in fully. And most of our peers who sort of grew up on a diet of television would be maybe a little put off by just how far we could go with our crazy games and what we'd do, you know, playing dead letter or office or whatever it might be. So the Wolves were really, our families really enjoyed just sort of that being really imaginative and really playful. And, you know, Menya certainly was right in there. And so then later on, we moved to the farm, the Van Newtons, we moved to the farm, and my memories of Menya's visits during that time, you know, she still liked to be queen. I remember her being quite feminine. She still had her long, long hair, and I was jealous of her, like, lacy tops and the long, long hair. And her mother had made her these beautiful yellow ruffled curtains, and I was so jealous. And I was quite fascinated by Menya's room, and especially she had this roll of little labeled jars, which was her smell collection. But I had to take her word for it that it was the smell collection, because she wouldn't open them up for me to smell, because then the smells would escape. But she did tell me this, and she had all other, you know, other little fascinating treasures in her room that I'd really like to go exploring in. And she came to visit at our house too, and she really liked to go exploring in our house. In fact, she would explore every closet. You know, she would just maybe disappear. You wouldn't know where she was, and she was exploring every closet in the house, you know, as far back as it would go. Maybe she thought there was a passage to Narnia back there or something. I'm not sure. But she would do that. And she would... she was very, very curious and very adventuresome in that sense. And she would really engage people in conversation, in very direct, open conversation, very frank. She would ask people questions that other people would, you know, maybe think it wasn't quite good manners to ask. She would especially like to sort of nail down a grown-up and sit and, you know, really talk with them. And she also really enjoyed the singing. We, you know, weren't, as we got older, we didn't put on assemblies as much anymore, but we'd build a bonfire and she would teach us songs and sort of enjoyed teaching us little, you know, risque songs also, you know, what was considered risque back then. And later, as she was in her teens, I imagine pretty much everybody knows, Menya joined the Society for Creative Anachronism. And she eventually dragged my sister Annika into that, and also my brother Johan was dragged into that. I only ever once attended in capacity of chaperone. I did put on something of a costume for the event, but at any rate, it was my only. And Annika really remembers Menya coming into herself in the SCA, really being very lively and really committed and passionate about it. And even once, Menya invited Annika to Toronto to attend. It wasn't actually an SCA event. I guess it was a medieval reenactment that was being done down at the harbor front by members of the SCA for high school students. And they actually needed a queen, and Menya, and this one chance wasn't being queen. So she actually asked, Annika got her chance to play the queen, and she really, it's a very treasured memory for Annika. So those are, you know, I think the SCA remained an important part of her life. I guess I didn't see Menya much over the years, and she was going to England and everything, and I saw her a few times. She came to Montreal, visited it, but then my greatest memories, I guess, are since she returned to Canada, and I met Pete soon after she returned to Canada. We went out for supper. And I can remember sitting in a Thai restaurant, and we were talking about the scene with the matchmaker from Fiddler on the Roof and the matchmaker song, and where, you know, the one sister is telling the other really she's being absolutely too demanding in terms of what she wanted in a husband. And Menya basically was just sitting there basically gloating and just basking in the fact that, you know, she had somebody who was a scholar and who was handsome and maybe wasn't very rich, but, you know, she didn't think that that was, you know, going to be a long-term thing. So she's just, you know, I do remember that. Then I guess Menya's struggle with cancer was playing a bigger role in her life. And I had been with a friend who died of ovarian cancer. I'd taken care of her in her last month. So Menya and I used to talk cancer together, you know, different treatments and side effects of medication and everything. And I guess, you know, I found it really fascinating. The same way Menya really, I just never seen anybody like her in terms of how she... handled her treatment and, you know, how much she took charge and just made certainly probably the best informed decisions, you know, early on in terms of how she was handling the cancer. And we became close, especially after her last surgery in June, and I went for a couple of weeks after she was discharged. And, you know, I guess I really got to see in her last months, you know, other sides of Menya. You know, she was still always as humorous and quick-witted as she always had been, and, you know, the creativity was always there, the things. She had this, you know, delightful playfulness and, yeah, sometimes a bit of a provocative edge that, you know, always caught you, but you could always really appreciate it. And I guess just being with her just made a lot of everyday things seem less mundane. Like, she just really, you know, had a way of looking at things that just... put them in a different light. She wanted to understand the history behind a lot of everyday objects, and it was really kind of infective, I found, her, the way her enthusiasm about understanding things and wanting to know the meaning and significance behind certain, maybe a custom or different words. For me, she really was able to bring those to life. I really enjoyed sharing that with her. And really enjoying her cats, like the intricate tricks that she would get to them to do, really amazing. You know, it was not just your plain ordinary tricks that for cats. She would get them to do all kinds of fancy things. I was really impressed with them. And certainly they brought her a lot of pleasure, and how she would be able to enjoy good meals. And we both shared a real appreciation for dark chocolate. And I guess towards the very end, I really felt it was really sometimes that she was able to really enjoy things sometimes through other people. Like, she wasn't able to enjoy the chocolate anymore, but I would eat her chocolate and I would tell her about how good it was, and she really took pleasure in it. She really was pleased that I was enjoying her chocolate, even though she couldn't herself, which just was really nice and touching. And just this kind of attention that when she would put her mind to something, how it was just like, you know, would just hit you kind of, and she really would go all the way to understand something. And she still had that kind of focus. It had changed a bit. It maybe wasn't as intellectual or something, but just you would still really feel her attention and her focus on you and on what she was living at the time. And for me, you know, we had some really nice moments in that. I guess it was kind of memories. Like, I, you know, I'm hope that, you know, we all have of Menya. So I guess that's, I know that other people are going to be sharing their different memories with you, and I look forward to hearing other people's stories as well.